Now in the fifth quarter show, I'm joined by Mike Baker, the Noster boys coach. And coach, you had a pretty busy week, but a good week. You get three victories and all three conference victories. First against Lexington. Can you walk us through that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, we hadn't played. We just came off the Crest Ridge tournament where we didn't play as well as we liked it, so we got back into conference play, and we won that game 64-58, and it was a nip and tuck game. They were ahead by five going into the third quarter, and we outscored them 22-11 in the fourth quarter to get the win. We were led by our senior Kellen Foster, who had 20, and then junior Jaheim Maurer came off the bench for 12. But you know, a good way to break a two-game losing streak and get back on track for the week.
Then you matched up with Holden. I know Holden's got some good athletes, one being Jaden Brown, a very good guard, and you get a victory over them as well. How'd that game go?
It didn't start off so well for us. We got down by 16 in the first half. At halftime, we were down 29-15, and Jaden was outstanding. He had 18 points for them last night. But we came back to start at the third quarter and went on a 26-0 run, and we ended up winning 56-44. Again, we were led by Kellen Foster with 18, and then Iverson Serome, our point guard, had 13, and then our sophomore sensation, Anthony Lopez, had 10.
All right, and then tonight you matched up with the Lafayette County Huskers over at Higginsville. Coach Stoner does a great job, and it's historically one of the best programs in the area, and you get a victory over them in overtime tonight. That's got to be pretty exciting for your team.
It is pretty exciting, and we faced them three times, and we were lucky enough this year to get all three wins and two of them at third place, and it was a great ball game. I believe it was a court warming. We jumped out to a 27-14 halftime lead and then extended that lead to 16 in the third quarter, and then they went on a run, and they forced us to go into overtime, and we were lucky enough to come out on the good end, outscoring them 11-6 in overtime for the win. And again, we were led by Kellen Foster with 18, Iverson Cerrone had 14, and Anthony Lopez had 10. So a very good week for us against some very, you know, good opponents. You know, Coach Stoner does an outstanding job, and you're absolutely right. They're one of the better programs in the area, so we feel, you know, lucky to escape Higginsville with an overtime win tonight.
And down the stretch in the season through conference play and then districts, that's when coaches really want their team to be playing their best ball, and it seems like that might be the case for your Panthers.
Well, I think so. I mean, we've been lucky enough this year to win four buzzer beaters and win a lot of close games, but we kind of hit that low. We got a lot of our kids got sick last week, so, you know, we lost two games that we felt like we should win, but to get on track now, being 6-1 in the MRVC East, and you know, we got a tough stretch next week. We got Richmond on Tuesday night at third place, and then we get a state ranked Crest Ridge for our court warming on Friday, and then we finish up with we have a kind of a weird scheduling thing. A week from Monday, we play Carrollton at third place, and then that next night they come back to our place, so we get to play them back to back, and then we finish up the season against Lexington. So we got, you know, four tough MRVC East games, and then we got a great Crest Ridge team coming to our place. So we're going to find out what we're made of here down the stretch. But no, we're sitting at 14-5, and you know, that's now Noster hasn't been that successful as we are now. So we're taking it as a process and enjoying our victories right now.